plate a potential nugget.
And moving to a slightly different topic, related topic rather, Matt, what have you learned about the coach-coachee fit, if I may use the term? Different athletes require different styles of coaching and different types of coaches. So in your experience at Purple Patch and as an athlete yourself, how do you go about, how do you think about finding the right fit now at Purple Patch? How do you think about it?
Well, it's something that we talk about a lot, Deepak, with the acknowledgement that I am not for everyone, we are not for everyone. And there are obviously different styles of coaching. But I think at the heart of it, in many ways, the question is, what is the most successful style of coaching that is always present? Or what are the key components of an effective coaching relationship? And I think that it's very different to coach young children versus adults. So if we decide that we're going to be coaching adults, which is what we're talking about here, we have to acknowledge that hopefully that adult is evolved. When you're coaching a very small child, they don't have the wisdom, the capability for critical thinking, really the opportunity to contribute in a meaningful way. And so our job as parents or as coaches of children is to block and tackle and sort of be a very direct coaching methodology. But if we answer the question in terms of adults, there's always a component that we're looking for collaboration, not a dictatorship. And so I think that it's really important for both coachee and coach to realize that they both have a role to play in the partnership. And what that means is that there has to be communication and accountability on both sides. So beyond the main pursuit, we have to really look to put at the center that the key is honesty and truth and ensure that there is communication happening. And I think that's the critical component for the coach to find whether they can communicate with the athlete or the person that they're guiding, but also the coachee to understand and acknowledge that they have a role to play in that pursuit as well. And I think that's a really critical element of finding the appropriate coach for you ultimately.
And in one of the conversations as I was doing the research for this podcast, Matt, you talk about the coach's openness to being coached as one of the elements of a successful coach-coachee relationship. And I found that fascinating, right? We often see this as a one-way street where the coach is coaching the coachee, but I really liked the way you framed it, saying, you know, even the coach needs to be open to receiving coaching. So talk to us a little bit about how that plays out in the Purple Patch context.
Sure, yeah, I think that's a fundamental tenet of how I go about coaching in many ways, Deepak. And I think that it really fits in two channels. The first is the same as a characteristic for a CEO, an executive, a world-class athlete, is always thirsty for growth and is always looking to understand why and develop. And quite often, as you say, people come to coaches and think that they should have all of the answers. And so the coach ends up in faux confidence, often standing up almost like the Wizard of Oz and saying, this is how you should do it. But the truth is that the coach is dead in the water if as soon as they start thinking they have all of the solutions. And so the first part of it is a coach's quest to really try and surround yourself in experts in particular areas of fields that you can draw from to help your own personal growth. In the same way as if leaders need leaders and then coaches need coaches. And all the time I apply and realize, hang on, it's not my role to be an expert in every domain of performance. So in my world, that might be nutrition or sleep or time zone adjustment physiology or strength and conditioning, whatever the components might be, it's much better for me to learn and evolve and draw from experts in their field and go and talk to the leading neurologists so that I can draw and understand more about sleep quality so that then I can filter and apply and put in context for my athletes and CEOs. So there's that part of personal growth. But a second part of growth also comes from the people that you are leading. And probably the most valuable lessons that I've received as a coach is from observation and from understanding and from listening to my athletes and CEOs. And that comes for me personally in two areas. And that's that thing called wisdom in coaching. But as a coach, you can only grow and learn through observation and listening if you are listening and if you ask questions. And so effective coaching for me isn't just telling people what to do. And that's why I come back to that collaboration standpoint. You have to have the courage and the vulnerability, which I think is actually a strength, to ask questions, to see how they feel, to find their perspective, and then to look and observe and grow. And so the only way to be an effective leader or coach is to always be in the pursuit of learning, even though ultimately you're the one setting the path. And I guess the final component that I might say is with many people that I work with, let's take a leading CEO, very busy, has a highly complex life, and they come to me to help inject fitness, health, and all of the habits around performance and health into their life. And so I'm educating, I'm empowering, I'm creating a solution that can integrate into their life so that they improve. At the same time, I'm looking to draw from the lessons and the behaviors, because ultimately they're successful in something parallel. And so it's always an opportunity to look and learn and observe. But if I'm just broadcasting, I'm never going to achieve that rich reward as a coach.
People often ask me why I do the podcast, given there's an abundance of self-development content out there. To be candid, it comes from a place of curiosity. Apart from the fact that I'm creating a body of content which is hopefully of value to the wider community, my primary intent actually is to go on a learning and development journey over the long term and talk to people across multiple fields: sportsmen, artists, coaches, CEOs, thought leaders, and more. And it's a real privilege to learn from these conversations. It also has been immensely fulfilling to connect the dots across the various conversations and form patterns and bring them to bear in the coaching work I do. As Matt says, each coaching journey is a two-way conversation. For me, each individual that I've worked with and each podcast conversation I've had gives me a great opportunity for me to reflect and grow. If you've listened to a few conversations at the podcast, hopefully you feel the same way too. The other point I should make is that when I come across as coachable or open to input with my clients or coachees, it does deepen the trust levels in the relationship, and that in turn drives the effectiveness of the coaching journey. Thank you for listening. Please visit playtopotential.com for more content. You could visit the curated playlist section for specific bite-sized nuggets that are captured by themes, some of which might be relevant for you. You can also find the podcast offline on platforms like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you find this content purposeful, please rate and review wherever you consume this content. It will help others discover it. To receive updates on new content at the podcast, please sign up at playtopotential.com.